I'm David Humphrey, and this is Sound and Vision on WPS1 Art Radio. My guest today is a connoisseur of casual menace and the ancient craft of marquetry, Allison Elizabeth Taylor. Welcome, Allie.
Hi.
So, what were you thinking? What did you bring for us today?
Well, I brought... Most of the music I brought is pretty much from the last year and a half. I kind of had this point a few years ago where I felt like there's no good music being made anymore. All the good music was made like 20 years ago. And so I kind of forced myself to start listening to some new music. And I found a lot of great music that's going on right now. And most of the set is kind of like image driven. And definitely a lot of these songs will invoke pictures and, you know, kind of narrative, but then also kind of ambiguous.
Can we kind of can we imagine them as soundtracks to your paintings, maybe?
I don't know if it would dovetail that perfectly, but
or maybe the people in your paintings might listen to this music.
Yeah, maybe if they could get access to it, maybe.
Because some of them seem rather plugged in, even if they're sort of cut off in some post-apocalyptic or pre-apocalyptic landscape.
Right.
I feel like there's some odd paranoid character to your narratives. There's a off-frame story. Something's going on that you can't see in the picture, but imbues the thing with strangeness and menace.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there are some kind of factors off-screen that are affecting, driving, maybe some kind of undercurrent to what's happening.
I'm thinking of that one painting called Roadside. It's from the point of view of a deer about to be shot.
Right.
I feel like there's something about that perspective of the prey that's in your work.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that.
Well, shall we listen up?
Sure. Okay, great. So should I introduce the first song?
Yeah, let's hear what the first song is.
Okay, it's by Sunset Rubdown, and it's called They Took a Vote and Said No.
Oh, I'm David Humphrey. This is Sound and Vision on WPS1 Art Radio with guest Allison Elizabeth Taylor. What did we just hear?
Okay, that was Archie Bronson, and that song was called Dead Funny. And the song before that was actually the painter Georgianne Dean, her band Gorgoni, playing with Mackie Osborne.
Do you, has she influenced your work? Do you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, she's been a huge influence and mentor and support. Yeah.
So you know her from Los Angeles?
Yeah, yeah. I met her when I was still an undergrad. I was editing a journal and I asked her to do the cover. And then we just got to talking about painting and what went into it. And she and I, we just had common ground.
So you were a graphic novelist before you made art objects?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did indie comics. That was why I went to art school. I wanted to be an indie comic book artist. And yeah.
Did you have a conversion experience?
Yeah, there was no moment where I stopped doing indie comics. Like, I still am working on, like, a big, ambitious graphic novel that's going to take me years to finish. But, the beautiful thing about comics is they can be distributed, you know, Xeroxed for $2 and go everywhere. The problem with art objects is there's one, and...
But I suppose on the web, one can... One can send images of your work out like little seeds into the ether. And in some ways, I think your paintings are very reproducible. A lot of the sense of them is there.
Yeah.
Even though they're so physically embodied.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's important to see them in real life, especially, you know, the wood inlay. There's so much with the wood and the texture and the surface that has to do with the content. But they also can live that kind of reproduced life as well, which is important to me.
Well... speaking of reproduction, let's hear some more music.
Okay.
As in the small act of affection. Why is this my life? Is almost everybody's question. And I've tried everything but suicide. It's crossed my mind. I prefer peace. Wouldn't have to have one word of possession. But essentially I'm an animal. So just what do I do with all the aggression? I'm not afraid to
That was Gnarls Barkley's song, Just a Thought.
Are we in for a few more songs? What have you in store for us?
Okay, the next song is by the Essex Green, a band that's actually, I think, living in Brooklyn. And after that is a song by the Wooden Wand and the Sky High Band. And then after that is a song called Creation Lake by a band called The Movies. It's actually not out on record. They're a band in LA and they're great.
What is your main music source? How do you find this music?
Either friends sending it to me. My husband was editing a pop culture magazine for a long time, so a lot of stuff came in that way. And just asking people.
Research your images that way? Do you hunt and gather?
It definitely is a process of in between, like, what I read, what I'm imagining, you know, and I don't know, current events, all of it rolling into one. And
they're so set, those paintings. They're so embodied in the material of them. They, in some ways, wipe their tracks, the tracks of their research and experimentation. But I'm gathering that you must make a lot of drawings.
Yeah. I definitely start with a sketch, and then I have to draw a lot out of my head. And then sometimes, you know, I have to look at something and try to incorporate it in. But, you know, it's a process. The drawings take a long time to get to the point where they're fleshed out enough to become something.
So I guess that's part of the sense of past. Your works have this sense that there's a history, not just the history within the narrative, but the history of thinking that led up to it.
Right. Yeah, all the twists and turns that they've received along the way of becoming an image. Yeah.
And I like how that's somehow framed within their future sense, their almost scientific, science fiction character of being somewhere yet to come.
Right, yeah. There's some fear of the future going on in there.
Well, let's not be too afraid of this future about to descend on us.
On the risk of being accused, you cast your lot with the self-abused, but you are honest. For once, you took 10 steps for their everyone. No, you better speed up. Did I mention reverse? Why get ahead when you can be perverse in a uniform of all the kind? Bird in a uniform. Why be yourself when you can do worse in a uniform?
Thank you. Wake up, go and see the bleeder and the lady made of leeches, that's his bride. They'll pull those yipping dogs from within you, like whalers cleaning monsters from inside. How long will want be gone? How long will want be gone? I'm thirsty, so are all the skeeters. I forget how everybody can recall. And I forget the purging and the screaming. It's milk over matter after all. How long will want be gone? How long will want be gone?
From you.
I'm David Humphrey, and this is Sound and Vision on WPS1 Art Radio. Thank you, Allison Elizabeth Taylor. Do you have any shows coming up?
Georgianne curated a show that's going to be in LA next month at Track 16, and I think April 21st.
Look forward to that. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for having me and letting me play these songs.